So first I want to talk about intention. So oftentimes when we step out into the dating world where we're like, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to go out on dates. Who's going to ask me out, or who should I ask out, or who should I swipe right and who should I swipe left? Oftentimes we are stepping into that realm without an intention, and quickly we are swept up by our emotions. We are swept up by our expectations not being met, swept up by the technological aspect of dating that is so prominent now. We are swept up by everything outside of ourselves rather than being grounded and anchored within our center by a clear intention. So what does this look like? What does this look like? Really great question. So an intention can be as simple as saying out loud or in your heart or writing down how you want to feel, how you want to be in this moment that you are approaching. So say it's before a date. My intention on this date is to feel centered, calm, and confident. My intention is to be a great listener and to not anticipate what I'm going to say, but rather be so in the moment that I let the conversation flow. My intention is to drop my expectations and be surprised and allow myself to be surprised. So you kind of get the feel, right? Intention really centers around how you will be and how you want to feel as you approach an experience. Why is it so important? And we've talked about intention on the show, so I know I am not giving you like new information, but in the context of dating, we forget. So I am going to remind you. Why is it so important? Your intention will clear the distortions in your dating field. And y'all, we got to keep it real clear. Got to keep it real clear, or you're going to start to attract some wonky ass shit. That is the truth. So your intention clears your field and creates your experience, which is kind of a powerful thing to say. This creates my experience. Yeah, this is going to create your reality on the date. Why is that so? So when we decide through intention how we want to be and how we want to feel going into an experience, all of a sudden, energetically within us, we reorient. So perhaps our anxieties take a back seat, our preconceived notions of how this date should go or how this person might be dissolve a little bit. And things have to reorganize themselves within you and outside of you because you've made that shift. It is that powerful. I see it literally every day in my life. When I set intention, I have a completely different experience. When I don't set an intention, I am swept up by the madness. I am swept up by my anxiety. I am easily impressionable by the outside forces of people, of their emotions, of sounds, of craziness. So doing this really sets you up to have a very solid, centered experience. Now, I didn't say that this would set you up to 100% show up and meet the person you're going to be with for the rest of your life, right? But I am more concerned about your experience here, because the more that we can be centered and anchored and in our body, the more we can be present. And the more that we can be present, the likelihood of us seeing and receiving the gifts and opportunities of the moment increase by a million. Don't quote me on a million. We don't know the actual research, but I am a living testament of the power of intention, especially in dating. So I put this to practice way at the end of my single season, way too late, but hey, better late than never. But I started to set intentions before dates. I started to set intentions before I would hop on the apps. I started to set intentions before I would text someone who I was like, you know what? I like this person. I want to tell them that. I want to reach out to them. I want to say how much fun I had on the date. I would set intentions. So check yourself. Are you someone who is really putting yourself at the mercy of this whole dating realm? Just take me. I just hope I find someone, you know? Really not taking control and responsibility for what you are bringing to this experience. And I believe that intention is really taking responsibility for your experience. So if nothing else, think of it like that. With my intention, I'm going to take responsibility for my experience. So that's a big one. I think that is one that if you do nothing else to shift or change how you are approaching dating, add an intention at any and every part of this experience and process. Experiment with it. See how it goes.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.